the extra lettuce, if you know what I mean. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
It's 420. Extra ketchup.
It's 420.
There's a line around the drive-thru at 420. That's funny. Coincidentally, they were at 420 Main Street in Epping, New Hampshire. No, I made that up.
Ah, that would have been awesome.
So police received multiple tips that the drugs were being sold at the fast food restaurant.
Yeah, because the cops were all high getting extra crispy fries.
Yeah. Customers would allegedly pull up to the drive-thru window, asking for Nasty Boy. You were right on it, They would pay for the drugs at the window and receive it in a coffee cup that was included with their order.
All right.
The marijuana was not actually put into those crispy fries. It was on the side.
Well, I don't think they...
Just in case you were one of those.
Imagine people. The nerd who didn't. Excuse me, I'm gonna tell you, I did not order a coffee or any sort of hot beverage.
Is that how they talk, Chris?
It was a mistake in my order.
There was a mistake in my order.
Yes, there was a mistake in my order.
Yes, I got some kind of herbs.
Yes,
and I don't plan on planting anything this year.
It's some sort of cannabis based lettuce.
Okay.
And dope is for dopes.
Dope is for dopes.
That's what my mom taught me.
What?
That's what my mom taught me.
She did?
Yes.
That dope is for dopes.
Dope is for dopes. Unless it's free, then you're the dope for not taking it.
Oh my god.
Oh, good lord.
I'm at a loss for words.
You're at a loss?
Yeah. I'm going to move on to the next story.
No, you can't be. You're on this show.
Wow. I know, right? All right. How about this one? We have a Florida man who has the best excuse ever for being naked at a car wash.
Oh, I just have one.
Drugs are bad. If you do them, you're bad. Because drugs are bad. Okay? It's a bad thing to do drugs. So don't be bad. By doing drugs, okay, that'd be bad. Drugs are bad.
Okay. All right, Miss Collar, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, please. So
I'm the king of drops.
Yep, you've heard of the naked truth, but what about the naked alternative fact? So, police in Pensacola arrested 52-year-old Charles Rollerson early Sunday.
52?
Yep, it wasn't pretty. After getting a call about a naked man in the car wash parking lot. Responding officers reported seeing Rollerson standing around without pants, blaring music from his vehicle.
That's like me every day.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah, right? What's the problem? All right, when deputies asked Rollerson to put his clothes on, he gave a bad response about the pants taking off on their own.
Wow.
I suspect he was at McDonald's earlier that day.
Oh, he's a handsome man.
Yeah, he's really cute.
I had to take off my pants and jacket.
Got ya.
Deputy's suspicious.
Oh, wait a minute. This is for Chris. Hold on.
Okay.
I was...
We got a drop.
No, he had to take off his pants and jacket.
Yes. So, deputy's suspicious that Rollerson possessed pants that could defy the laws of physics, asked him to sit in his car, according to the Palm Beach Post. Rollerson then threatened the officer with a screwdriver.
Penis! The gentleman, a what?
A screwdriver.
No, it was a...
Penis!
Was it a flathead or a Phillips head?
Penis!
No, it was... Oh, I see. It was one of these. Yeah.
All right. When he tried to get out of his car once again, the officer shocked him with a taser stun gun. Paulerson was charged with aggravated assault on an officer. And jail records show he was held on $500 bond. It is unclear whether or not the pants got away.
The pants are still at large. Have you seen these trousers? They've committed a felony. They felony around my ankles.
Mm.
Anything else to impart on us? Any other wisdom or news stories or
I think I'm gonna pass this over to you now. Epic fail.
All right, so we do have a couple of milestones. Pod me up there, DJ Pauly B.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to play a little tribute in the background. This is the great Joan Jett, by the way, with the theme from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. As you know, Mary Tyler Moore passed at the age of 80 earlier this week. Pioneer in television.
What a beautiful woman she was.
Oh, she was.
Absolutely.
Wasn't she? That early 60s, that Laura Petrie that she played. Yeah, that was stunning.
Yes.
And
I would have tripped over the ottoman as well.
Yeah, no kidding. And of course, the only Elvis movie that was any good, she was in Change of Habit. That wasn't, you know, overly cheesy. And of course,
Change of Habit?
Change of Habit.
Oh, that was a religious movie.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a nun. And she dressed in regular clothes, and Elvis fell in love with her. Here was there, Mary Tyler Moore. If I knew you was a nun, I would have never tried to make the moves on you.
No, I would have went for Betty White. Or Ted Knight. Or Edna Asner.
Hit push the ass and Asner.
Maybe
I tell you.
Rhoda Morgenstern.
So, you know, one of the greatest episodes, I think, in sitcom history was the Chuckles the Clown is Dead. And when she cracked up during the funeral, after the whole show trying to tell everyone how inappropriate they were, she was losing it at the funeral. But, yeah, Mary Tyler Moore Show, very groundbreaking for having a single woman be a main character who had a career.
Yeah, she was a pioneer, definitely, in her craft. Because
mm-hmm.
Women always wore dresses back in the day. She was the first one to wear, like, capris or whatever you want to call those.
Yeah, she was. Yeah,
style
back
pants.
In,
she wore pants.
In the early 60s.
Yeah.
And also, we did lose an... a founding member of one of the legendary bands of the Allman Brothers, drummer Butch Trux, passed away at the age of 70 as well. Of course, you know, such songs as Whipping Post, Sweet Melissa.
Yep. Sweet Melissa. Great,
great
song.
Music.
Great song.
Great albums like Eat a Peach, Live at the Fillmore. Just a legendary band. So we lost another great rock and roller. Unfortunately, it seems like those numbers are piling up. And also, on a happier note, this guy is still with us, celebrating his 57th birthday today. I don't know if Valerie still sends him presents, but Mr. Edward Van Halen, happy birthday.
Wow.
Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah,
I don't have any Van Halen queued up right now, but maybe... maybe we could play some.
We could find some. I think I might have something.
We might have some Van Halen.
We might have something in the
laying
old,
around.
On
little
the old
hot fatigue.
Box. Yep.
What did you say?
On the old box.
What?
The computing box.
I was going to say, is that code for something?
No. You think everything's code for something. You think code for something
of
is code
I
for
do.
Something.
Everything is code for something, by the way. All right. Is that it for your... I mean, that was very informative, and I appreciate
that. That is it.
That was cool, Joan Jett doing the Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, that was.
That's very cool.
Version. Yeah, that was actually courtesy of an old friend of ours, David Letterman, from his show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very good friend of ours. Maybe we can have him on the show one of these days.
Yeah.
He'll call in. Yeah. He'll call me Peter, he'll call you Charlie, and he'll call her... Charlene.
He probably would.
He always got everybody's name wrong.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, he did. All right. Anyways, so thank you. We're going to take a quick thank you, Carla, for the silly news.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Christopher, for that informative interjection.
Interjection.
Maybe that's what we're going to call it from now. I'll have to call what do you call it? I don't know. The guys that do things for us and make a little jingle for your
puppeteers.
They're not puppeteers. All right, never mind. Chris, want to take us out because
no, I'm confused and lonely right now.
You're confused and lonely?
Yeah. All right.
And, yes, we will be back shortly. The number here is 855-915-9636. Don't call here.
I might cry.
Oh, no, but thank you for that interjection. And we're going to come back with the top 20 of the 1984, correct?
Yes, that is.
1984 top songs of this date in history, which would be January 27th, but mm-hmm. it'll be 84. Yes. I said 83 earlier. I apologize.
So back then, it was appropriate to have a big old mustache.
It was. And yes. That's why Frankie should be here.
Yep.
Question. Tom Selleck, Frankie and Bergamo.
Oh, that's like...
It's a no-brainer?
That's like Cadillac and a Lincoln. Forget about it. Cadillac Frankie's
I know,
better.
Pretty compatible.
I'd take a Cadillac over a Lincoln.
You would?
He's a Cadillac on mustaches.
You would take it over our boy? All right, all right, all right. Come on, he does the commercials for Lincoln.
Yeah, but it's paying him. He paid me, I'd do a Lincoln commercial.
Actually, I think he's in the green room right now.
Yeah, he's so, naked playing bongos sure. again.
He is naked playing bongos.
Eating french fries.
Extra crispy.
I just came via Epping, New Hampshire.
And,
all
we might
right.
have a little new segment from Miss Carla. What do we call it, Christopher?
What was it? Questions?
Questions by Carla.
Questions by Carla. She's going to test me and Christopher's, me and the funny man's, I don't know, vast... wasteland of
knowledge
of
yeah she's
got to expand
this this eternal bank of knowledge.
She's
venturing
into uncharted waters, that's for sure. So she's gonna come back and we're gonna have a little bit more fun. 3:12 in the afternoon. Chris, why don't you take us out and we'll be right back after a couple songs.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful historic Medford.
Be right back, kids.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. Screwing up, tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The night ball will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain.
All right, kids. That was my threefer. Little Tom Petty and Heartbreakers. Little Fleetwood Mac. And then, of course, to cap it off, Stevie Nicks with Tom Petty. Stop Dragging My Heart Around. It is my theme song for my life, I believe. Welcome back, boys and girls. 3:25 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of lovely Medford, Boston. And it is 43 degrees still. Holding tight. Holding tight. We'll be back with the weekend weather so you guys can plan accordingly on which days you want to, you know, snuggle, and which days you want to go out, and which days you want to, you know, just whatever. Do nothing. Or do something. Anyways, welcome back, kids. Right now, we are going to, well, it could be a segment in our show. Miss Carla has brought it to me and the funny man's attention that she would like to try something out. And, she's definitely walking on uncharted waters, and she should probably refrain from doing, you know, things like this. But let's see how it works out, because I think she's starting to get to know us and know that, yes. What is that? All right, so Kyler, explain to our audience and actually to myself and Christopher, yes, as well.
What
this game segment consists of.
Well, I just thought maybe your listeners would like to get to know you guys a little bit better. So
what are you talking about?
You know,
we show naked pictures on our
and I'm running for the hills as it is.
I thought it'd be funny to ask some kind of silly, crazy questions.
Now, are these directed towards us, or are they general questions?
Well, they're general questions that just kind of pop out every, I don't know.
No, because we don't want to get too personal, because we never do on the radio.
They're not that personal. No. All right. So, this week, we're going to ask both of you. Now,
that's us.
That would be us, right?
That would be you.
That'd be the
all
two.
Right.
Both.
I don't know if your audience is ready for your answer, but let's see.
Probably not.
Okay. So, what bad habit do you have that you know you need to break, but you don't really want to?
Masturbation would be mine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that's your job.
No, well.
You do it for the government.
It's my job. I get paid for it.
You told me the government pays you to do that.
No, only when I go to those clinics. Christopher, I think you're up.
You got me beat. I was going to say speeding, but yours is a lot better.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, if you want to put our answer together, speed masturbation, I mean.
There you go.
There you go. Bing.
There's
the winner.
Nothing like it.
Alrighty, moving on.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I might have a drop for that. Oh, no, I don't.
Drugs are bad.
All right, ready for the next one?
I don't know.
I know, me either. All right, how would you describe yourself in three words? Only three words.
Well, you want to take this one first, or because I answered first.
I'm thinking right now.
Oh, do you need to think?
My wheels are spinning.
All right.
I can see smoke.
That's what it is. Maybe. Oh, no, that's four words.
One big party.
That's you?
That's me. No, I couldn't think of anything.
Not a sentence. Those three adjectives that describe you.
Oh, my God. I had to remember English class.
Oh, to describe me.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I am awesome.
All right. So we have awesome. That's one. Come on, guys.
Witty, earnest, and
please.
Young.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my attorney.
Do we screw him and how?
Oh, my goodness. Polly?
Yes?
Two more adjectives to describe you.
Oh, two more adjectives.
Yeah, we got awesome.
Oh, I got mine. Fat, drunk, and stupid.
Oh, my God.
That's no way to go through life, son. All right, I like that. Yeah, you just, You all right?
No. He just popped something over there. Oh.
I eat bison.
Bison.
Yeah. That's not describing you. That's
Okay. Describing me.
In three words. Mm.
Different. Mm. I'm going to give you that word. Different.
Okay. But you said three words.
Yeah. An adjective that describes you.
Naked as a seal. A baby seal. But that's more than three words.
Oh, my.
Yes, I go to, it's a car wash, but it takes all the hair off.
I can't breathe.
Oh, boy.
All right, last question. Would you go streaking across a football field during a game for $1 million knowing there's a 50-50 chance you could get arrested for indecent exposure?
Definitely.
What's it lose?
I mean,
I've done it without the $1 million.
I know.
So,
oh my God.
But, LSD is what, you know, it's not that much. You go, you get naked, and you strip, and you say, hey, I was on LSD, and you get off. And then you get the $1 million.
Put you in jail.
For $1 million.
So what?
You kidding me? I'd do anything.
Oh my God.
Shite on the 50-yard line. Do cartwheels the rest of the way.
All right, here's your last question.
I teabagged the other team.
I can hear Keith just rumbling, stumbling, teabagging.
Poop shooting on the 50.
Oh, if I'm not mistaken, that looks like he's pinching a loaf on the 50. Cutting cable on the... automatic first down.
Personal foul.
You two are just out of control.
Hey, this is Questions with Carla. It's your segment.
Imagine Sean McDonough calling that. And there is a naked man running across the field, and he's defecating. Yeah, if you look at him right here, if you look at his form, man, he's really setting the edge. Gonna do it on a Monday night game.
Yes. Gruden needs to definitely say that.
All right. You see this guy in college, they call him the crapper because he took a crap on the 50.
He needs to commentate that. Okay, Carla. Questions with Carla.
Questions with Carla.
Yes. It is the sedated part of our show.
Yes. The intellectual moments.
Just the getting to know everybody.
Yes, it's
like the fireside chats.
Yes. It's like, what's his name? The guy who's like... the actor's studio. What's his name? James Lipton. You're like our James Lipton.
Oh, she's James Lipton. Yes. No. No, she's not James Lipton.
I'm not saying she is James Lipton. God.
Just call me James.
JL.
JL.
J Lo would be better.
I'm okay. Just call it Carla. Well, that's
one
her
more
name.
Question, and then we'll figure
it's
out
less
if,
confusing.
If we. We like this segment and right. To continue.
All right. If a theme song played every time you entered the room, Polly, What would it be?
Me?
Yeah.
I've gone first every time.
Oh. We can pass it over to Chris. See which one of you can come up with an answer faster.
TNT by AC/DC.
That's a good one.
Because I'm Polly B. I'm dynamite.
Big balls by AC/DC.
Well, to give you guys some
and we're
insight
off the air.
Yeah, as to what I am sitting here working with, now you know.
And if you don't know,
that
now
was
you know.
Fun. You got more first. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be here next week.
You're not.
No, going to be in Texas.
What's out there? Tumbleweeds?
Steers and well, Never mind.
Here's the thing. I was to cover the Super Bowl week for WMFO and the Giddy Up.
Yeah.
But since we don't have enough money, I can only get as far as Dallas.
Oh.
So I'll be in Dallas for the week. Actually, it's for work. It's our it's kickoffs and meetings down there. So
nice.
Kicking off our year.
Okay. All right. That's all right. We'll replace you easily. We'll have.
He's already on Skid Row auditioning bums.
No, we're gonna have a qualified replacement. We're gonna make. I'm gonna ask Mustache of Medford, the mayor of Medford, if he would like to join us on the program next week. If not, then
stop by McDonald's.
We can dig deeper.
Go by the car wash.
All right. So. Thank you, Carla.
And we will,
thank you.
If you'd like to ask myself just questions next week, I always have an answer.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Be good.
And all right, Christopher, are we going to 1984?
We're going to 1984.
It's up to you, brother.
Okay, all right.
Let me turn you on. And that didn't sound right. Okay.
So,
all right, take it away, Chris.
Yeah, starting at number 20 on this day, 1984, The Birthday Boy. Edward Van Halen and the band Van Halen.
Well, there you go.
The last of the original lineup in 1984 with Jump. Coming in at number 19 is Billy Joel from his album An Innocent Man, which was his little... tribute to the early 60s and the music that influenced them with the song called Innocent Man.
He was not an innocent man.
No, he was not. At number 18, everybody knows this song.
Yeah.
Shannon. Let the music play. So as good as the music has been so far, there's always one proverbial turd in the punch bowl. And here it is. Yep.
Really?
Jump in the saddle. The curly shuffle. At number 17.
Listen, anything to do with the Stooges is not a turd in the punch bowl.
Except
it could
this.
Be.
I didn't realize it qualified as a song.
Number, no kidding.
I thought it was on the top 20.
Number 16, Madonna from her first album. With
isn't
Holiday.
She
going to
blow up the White House?
Yeah, she's a mental patient.
Yeah.
So that's why we're going to the next act real quick.
Thank
one
you.
Of my favorites, by the way. Daryl Hall. This might be my favorite Hall & Oates song.
Really?
Love this song.
I have so many.
By the way, I don't know if you guys have seen this show. It's called Live from Daryl's, where he has a band come in or an artist. They'll sit in with his band at his house. Well, now his restaurant. They change the venue, and they cook. Tell stories and play music.
Really?
It's on VH1. You can probably get it on
Sounds
demand.
Sounds like something we would do.
Tremendous show.
Yeah.
And number 14, No Clip.
He could give Frankie a run for his money with that mustache,
oh,
too.
Well, yeah, look at it. Well, Oates shaved the mustache.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Oh.
I don't know. It's. I think that's why it's
I think he was strong-armed by Amber Gamo.
Listen to you. But isn't he related to somebody we know somehow or something? It's like Denise Fioretti's boyfriend back in the day was related to him or something.
No,
or
she's married to him.
She's married to John Oates.
No. Oh.
Wait, John Oates is a mammalette?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Say it isn't so. He's a mammalette. That's what he was talking about. Number 14. Right before he ripped off Huey Lewis in the news, Ray Parker Jr. went, "I still can't get over loving you. Sorry, there is no clip for
that."
Oh,
that's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have Ghostbusters?
No. Well, we're young. We'll get over it. Number 13. You cannot escape Duran Duran mania. Union.
I love
of the
Union
snake.
Of the Snake. Mm-hmm. I love Duran Duran. Always have.
And they love
always,
you too.
Always.
At number 12, great album called Uh-Huh. I think this really sums up the year right there.
Love John Cougar, Mellencamp, Shapiro, Levine. He's got 18 names.
So this was the John Cougar Mellencamp release. Right. He wasn't John Mellencamp. He wasn't John Cougar.
It was John Cougar Mellencamp.
It was John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yes.
Yes.
Big Houses might be one. This and Cherry Bomb, I think.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite.
This guy, I don't know if you remember him. He had a couple of hits in the 80s. He's definitely of the yacht rock genre.
Yacht rock?
Yacht rock.
There's no such thing as yacht
rock.
There is.
Look it up. This is yacht rock.
Oh, sounds like a disease.
It is.
Yeah. You got barnacles on you.
Hey, listen, the faster I say this, the more I can move on from it. Think of Laura, Christopher Cross. Number 10, No Clip, That's All by Genesis. At number 8, another stunning 1980s mustached man. Lionel Richie.
Ooh.
That was a stash.
Love Lionel.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Jerry, hello. Is it me you're looking for? Number 8, that
he wasn't dancing on the ceiling?
No. Oh. That's coming later. First you gotta run with the night before you can dance
then
on the ceiling.
Then you can dance on the ceiling.
Yeah. Running, then dancing.
And then you can say, hello. Jerry, hello.
Number 7, No Clip, because they don't stream. It's Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney with Say, Say,
oh,
Say.
Oh, I love that song. I have that.
And yeah. I love you.
Oh, my God. You. I love and that song.
Baptizing all my tears. Say, say,
go for it.
Really?
I didn't know who sang what line, so I kind of mixed my McCartney with my Michael Jackson. So it was a mashup. Or a train wreck. I don't know.
Both.
Cool and the Gang. Robert Cool Bell
love
and his
cool.
gang.
I love Cool and the Gang.
With Joanna. She's the kind of girl that makes you feel nice. Number 5. Coming up with this play out a little bit for nostalgic reasons. Number 5. I think if you were to look up One Hit Wonder in the dictionary, you would find this next artist. It's Matthew Wilder. No One's Gonna Break My Stride.
Who sings this?
Matthew Wilder.
Do you remember years ago I called you to see who sang this song?
Now we know.
No, I was working at the Commonwealth Brewery. I was a bartender, and the song came on the satellite, and I didn't know who sang it. I had to call
you.
I
remember that. Yep. Number 4, unfortunately, No Clip. Great song, great artist. Elton John, I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Great song.
This is a band I actually did a show with.
Oh, you don't have them?
No.
You don't have... Really?
No, see, these are all clips that are all... So I don't have the clip. I could find the full song.
Well, you know, that's why you need to start showing up at the meetings before the show.
But there's no meetings.
Well, not to you.
I checked my calendar. No invite. Did you get a calendar invite?
I didn't get one either.
I guess I'm the only one that shows up for these meetings.
Yeah,
hold on for a minute here.
What do you discuss?
I talk to myself, because neither one of you are here.
The Romantics at number 3 with Talking in Your Sleep. Don't wish it away. Great song.
Great song.
You know, we moved on from that.
I know, but you don't get, you know I'm saying? We don't communicate. Chris, there's no communication in our relationship anymore.
Look at this. You see how it goes? Some stuff has a button.
Yes.
But some stuff,
the stuff that doesn't have a button, you have to tell me about. I'm the button man. I put buttons on stuff that don't have buttons.
This is usually the least comic segment we have. The only thing that we do is semi-straight.
All right, go ahead, take it away.
Okay, so number 2. Very masculine,
oh,
George O'Dowd and his club of culture.
Oh, yeah.
With the Karma Chameleon.
Yeah.
Not one of my favorites.
Very interesting group.
Yes. Where the drummer and him had an affair, but the drummer was like, dude, I'm not gay. Which is very weird.
Just thought you were a girl.
Well, that makeup, I didn't know what was going on.
It's a confusing moment.
Polly, number 1, would you like to take it away?
Oh, I suppose I could, since even though I wasn't at the meeting, I mean, you weren't at the meeting, I made my own meeting. All right,
you weren't at your own meeting? What?
Yeah, I was. The number 1 song for this day,
Kyle is packing her things as we speak.
The 27th of
now
January.
She's putting gasoline on the floor and burning the building down.
Are you done?
No.
No.
The number one song on this day, January 27th in 1984, is, yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart. I'm going to play it through, and we will be right back so Christopher can apologize to all of you. We'll be right back, kids. Your song on this day, the 27th of January in 1984. Thank you, Christopher, for that wonderful top 20 list. Even though you didn't have the best songs on that list,
He did sing one.
Yeah, that's quite a thank you.
He needs to show.
That's like a blank.
He needs to show up for the meetings, the show meetings, which he, you know,
friggin'
he thinks he's on a conference call with us. And actually, Kyle is not here either, so no. It's just a conference call with me and you know, my imaginary friends. Anyways, kids, 3:50 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up, and yeah. I hope you enjoyed the show because we had a lot. We had a blast. We really did. We introduced a new segment. If you like it, you know, comment on the Giddy Up page. I think we liked it. I don't know if it was a little
it facilitated a little too out there. Some giggles, which
it might have been a little yeah. Edgy, you know.
Like you're not always edgy.
yeah, I resemble that remark. You know, anyways, but hey, that's why everybody tunes into us. You know what I mean? We like to have fun, kick off your weekend right with the Giddy Up. And, I mean, come on. Do you want to tune in and listen to, you know, I don't know, opera music? What do you want to do?
Hey, we could play opera. We'd still have an audience because we would do opera, make it funny.
Or we could play like the top 20 songs that you played earlier.
I'm not going to be here next week.
Oh. Well, so who's going to do the top 20?
I don't know. Maybe that bum on Skid Row that you found to replace me for next week. You gotta give him a bag of wine.
All right, we'll figure something out.
We'll figure it out.
You would definitely be greatly missed, yeah. Christopher. You will. I promise. So, Kyla, you'll have to brush up on your shout-out skills for next week.
Yep.
All right.
And, we might be changing up that shout-out a little bit.
Oh, well, hey. Look it. She's already stepping on you.
No, we've talked about this.
Yeah, she's gonna, you know, she repainted her foyer the other day.
Yes,
and now she's repainting the foyer of our lives.
She's repainting.
Putting a fresh coat.
All right, so 3:51. We hate this part of the show. We want to make sure we get to say our goodbyes, our personal shout outs and everything else. So would you like to start, Miss Carla D?
Yeah.
The door just opened for you. So
thank you.
Come right in.
So why don't you take it away, darling?
Yeah, thank you for listening, everybody. Happy Friday. Get some rest this weekend. Have some fun. Relax. And let's go Patriots.
Oh, all right, next week is our Super Bowl show, even though Christopher won't be here. I know, that stinks.
Yeah,
I know, bro.
We'll miss him.
Yeah, definitely. You will be missed. You know, did you know in Georgia, they banned Sam Adams beer for the weekend?
Yeah, and you also hear that nobody...
For the week, I should say, and weekend of the Super Bowl.
And did you hear, like, that, like, you know, the... Atlanta's not a big sports town. It's like the worst sports town in the country. And because, you know, a lot of people aren't from Atlanta. They move there. They're transient. So the Atlanta people are not buying Super Bowl tickets. Tickets have dropped.
Really?
Like, yeah. They went down 25% in 24 hours.
Wow.
So they were 2,500 yesterday. I'm not doing the math.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's Atlanta.
Yeah, button man. You do the math.
Yeah. I'm the
button man.
I will do. I will break out my buttons and do the math. All right, Kyla. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish it up there.
I finished it up already.
She was finished.
All right, Christopher.
Funny man. Like I said, I'm gonna miss everybody next week. I will attempt to call in. That's a promise. And just to add my 2 cents. And to get yelled at by Polly for not attending
the
meeting.
He yelled at.
Oh, he's yelling.
Chastised. Yes, chastised. That's a better word. Yeah.
So I just want to say to everybody, thank you so much for listening. This is our pleasure to do this. Go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. Peace.
Very well said, sir. And we are going to take a 166-hour break. That's right. Because we need it. Because these 2 hours are really grueling. Not Dave Gruel, but very grueling. And as I always say, thank you very much, all of you. If it wasn't for you, we would not be doing this. And we love to do this because it is for you. And always stay Boston strong. Always be a rock and never roll. And you guys are the best, and I can't even say enough about it. But and I would like to apologize. Who am I apologizing to? Who's out there, Chris, the green room?
I think it's packed. It's a packed green room.
It is. It's Tom Brady. He's out there with Matthew McConaughey, Eddie Van Halen, and it's his birthday. I really feel bad. But
And Mr. Greasy, or whatever the guy's name was at the Burger King. What was his name?
No. His name was...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nasty Boy.
I'm sorry. Mr. Greasy was my nickname in college.
That's right. Icky Thump was mine.
Oh, my.
All right, kids. 3:55 in the afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. And we will be back here next week, whether you like it or not. And hopefully you do like it. And we're working on a new, new show. You know, we got some, Carla's coming up with some ideas, which we like. So you guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Right?
Yep. Giddy up.
Giddy effing up.